Does China kill prisoners to order for the trade in organ transplants? 6 weeks ago, the US House of Representatives passed a motion of concern about persistent and credible reports of systematic state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience, unquote. There have been reports of the killing of Uyghur nationals, Tibetans, some Christians, and adherents of the Falun Gong religious group. 2 years ago, China promised that it was about to stop harvesting organs from executed prisoners. Ethan Gutman is the author of The Slaughter, Mass Killings, Organ Harvesting, and China's Secret Solution to Its Dissident Problem. He also features in a film called Hard to Believe, which premieres in Sydney this week. I asked Ethan Gutman first whether China was still killing death row prisoners for their organs.
I think the point is to get beyond that and look at prisoners of conscience. I mean, these are people who have done, in most cases, a crime that you couldn't even sentence them to prison for in most countries.
But before we get to prisoners of conscience, you go back to 2006. The BBC goes into a hospital and essentially asks for an organ, and what is being offered is that a prisoner will be killed to order.
Yes.
Is that still going on?
Absolutely.
How can you prove that?
The Chinese claim 10,000 transplants a year. We actually counted up all the hospitals which are doing transplants, and you can even do this calculation for yourself. But even just looking at the 146 hospitals that are transplant centers authorized by the Ministry of Health, you come out with something over 50,000 a year. Then you start looking at the big boys. Tianjin Central Hospital, 5,000 transplants a year. Beijing 309 Hospital.
What, you know this?
We know this.
But how?
Well, there's 500 beds that are dedicated to transplant patients in Tianjin Central. This is all their own literature. This is the Chinese literature. It's the stuff that they never expected that anybody in the West would look at.
So you've just been going through the small print.
Very, very small print. In many cases, Nurses Weekly.
Well, let's just focus in on the one hospital, Tianjin Hospital.
Sure.
You say there are 5,000 hospitals, 5,000 transplants a year. How many do they say?
They don't actually give a number. What they do say is that we have 500 transplant beds. It's actually 750 now. We have 500 beds that are dedicated to transplants. Now, they say, well, how long do people stay? Well, they say about 20 days, 20 to 30 days. What's their occupancy rate? Well, they're very clear about that. They said for several years it was 131%. In other words, they said we are taking out hotel rooms to accommodate our patients. Now they claim 100%. Well, that's a fairly easy calculation. We're looking at 5,000 transplants a year from this one hospital alone.
Then focus out again. Mm. If you take that hospital and then you multiply it by all the other hospitals.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
You've added all this up.
Yeah, you get to something about 100,000.
And what you're saying about that 100,000 is that they cannot reach that with voluntary donors.
Not even close. Even the Chinese aren't claiming anything like that. They're claiming 7,000 voluntary organs out there right now. I don't even believe that number, but even if it were true, it's not enough. And at the same time, we've been picking up this evidence for years of refugees coming out and saying, they examined my eyes, but it turns out it's not a real eye exam. They just look at the corneas and they don't do a peripheral vision test or anything else, nothing involving actual sight or vision, because we can't transplant brains yet. We can only transplant the corneas. They do extensive blood test work. These are people who are beaten, tortured, almost to the point of death. They don't bother with those kinds of wounds. They just look at the health of the organs.
Who are the people who are telling you this?
Well, it's not just the Falun Gong. It's also the Uyghurs, the Muslims of northwest China, who've been in a very hot situation with the Chinese for some time, and the Tibetans as well. So we have evidence from the Tibetans. And finally, we have at least Falun Gong accounts that house Christians have also undergone exactly the same testing. In fact, it's almost always the way they tell it. It was Falun Gong and house Christians.
And when you get these accounts, obviously one of the things that any journalist does is to try and cross-index, if you like, the kind of details that they give. How does that stack up?
Well, that's pretty interesting because we do have a couple of doctors who've come out on the record. So we have that. We also have the now mayor of Taipei, Dr. Ko Wen-je, who went to China to look for organs to suss out the situation, the organ situation for his clinic. And he wanted to talk to the doctors about prices, among other things, at this hospital. He wanted to see if he could get the Chinese price, not the foreigner price, for organs. And they got to know him a bit. They liked him. And they said, okay, look, we know we're going to give you the Chinese price. And they said, we also know you're pretty concerned about these organs coming from prisoners because you know there's a lot of drug addicts and these people live hard lives. We want to assure you, all these organs are coming from Falun Gong. These people, they don't drink, they don't smoke, they're very healthy, really. So
in December 2014, the Chinese state media reported that the country had promised to stop harvesting organs from executed prisoners by the beginning of 2015. Is mm-hmm. there any indication that they did that?
No, they don't even actually truthfully claim that, because Huang Zhifu, who is the sort of the master of ceremonies for the West of what's going on in the transplant environment in China, you know, basically he has been saying one thing to the West and to Reuters and AFP and so forth, and then he turns around and says something completely different to the Chinese press. To the Chinese press, he says, well, actually, you know, prisoners can donate their organs. Donation in prison isn't exactly a donation. It's a very suspect idea.
People in Australia who have kidney problems, for instance, there's a very long waiting list, yeah. And people suggest to you that maybe you should go somewhere like China and get an organ. What would you say to somebody who was thinking of doing that?
Having, you know, seen both my parents die recently, I recognize it's a wrenching choice, but it's impossible to join in. This is a slow motion genocide.
Ethan Gutman, author of The Slaughter, the film Hard to Believe, premieres in Sydney this Wednesday. You can hear a longer version of that interview on our website from this evening.